This is Louis Navalier. It is Wednesday, August 23rd. Well, I think you're going to notice that the financial media is going to be in a really, really good mood in the next couple days. And that's because they're all going to be in Jackson Hole, Wyoming for the Kansas City's annual Fed conference. And hopefully the guidance from some of the central bankers will be more on the dovish side, because a lot of folks think the interest rates have gone up too far, too fast. And hopefully that'll get telegraphed. But regardless, again, the financial media is going to be happy because they're one of the most beautiful places in the world. And it's hard just not to be happy when you're in Jackson Hole. Now, NVIDIA is going to announce after the close. That's supposed to be the grand finale to this earnings announcement season. Their sales are forecast to be up over 60%. Their earnings are forecast to be up over 300%. The analysts are revisions to the upside and been very aggressive in the past few months. So it's going to be interesting to see what NVIDIA says on its guidance. Their CEO was very, very upbeat after the last report. Obviously, they're very excited that they're selling all these chips to facilitate artificial intelligence. And there's some gossip out there that NVIDIA is starting to act like Tesla used to act. It's becoming the flagship. So it'll be fascinating, but obviously we own a lot of NVIDIA. We have high expectations. Another stock that we own is Toll Brothers, and they announced before the opening today that their revenues were 8.8% better than analysts' expectations, and earnings were 30.4% better. So that was good, and the stock's up. You know, the Commerce Department also announced today that new home sales rose 4.4% in July, and we're up 31.5% in the past 12 months. Now, why that's interesting is if you look at existing home sales, they declined in July, 2.2%. And compared to the same month a year ago, they're down about 16.6%. So new home sales are up because existing home sales are down, because a lot of homeowners don't want to sell their home because they've got these low mortgage rates locked in. And so home builders have to build homes simply because there's not existing supply coming on the market. So the home builders, of course, their sentiment's not too good with these higher mortgage rates. But, you know, you need a place to live. So they're going to keep building homes to fulfill that demand. And the home building sector is one of the strongest sectors out there. You might have heard the news that Warren Buffett's Berkshire Hathaway was buying a lot of home builders the other day. I prefer Toll Brothers. That's my favorite one. But I will admit that the home building sector has been one of the strongest sectors this year. Okay, what else is going on? Well, we do have crude oil prices down today, despite the fact that crude oil inventories continue to drop. So what happened is ADP, the American Petroleum Institute, reported the inventory drop, but it was less than some analysts expected. So that's why crude oil prices are down. Now, what happens is we're in the midst of peak seasonal demand. And after Labor Day, demand should drop off and inventories might start to replenish themselves a bit. But what's happening is the refiners have to do a switchover to oxygenated winter fuels in the upcoming months. So the inventory of gasoline distillates might be tight. So we own a lot of refinery stocks. We're still very bullish on them. And I'm not worried about energy prices. I'm very grateful that the energy stocks were zigging when my tech stocks were zagging. And of course, now the tech stocks are running again. There is some interesting news coming out. First of all, a Business Insider reported that Tesla is reducing its production at its Berlin factory. And they hit 5,000 vehicles a week in March. They've lowered their production target to 4,350 vehicles, and they reported they might have to lower production even further. So we do have a growing EV glut in the world, okay? It's very apparent in America, okay? Last I looked, the inventory of the Ford Mach-E was 116 days, okay? Even the GM's Hummer apparently has excess inventories. Of course, it's extremely expensive vehicle, but GM started to make more Hummers, so I don't think they'll be able to get any premiums for them. In fact, I think when you order one, you get a discount online already. So we have this EV glut, and it'll be interesting to see how it affects Tesla and other folks. More than half their production in Shanghai is being exported somewhere else. So there are issues in China, and the deflationary pressures in China is being exported around the globe via EVs. And it'll be interesting to see if other deflationary forces in China get exported. That's what I'm really hoping, and that's what I hope really kills inflation. Now, the Biden administration's national security advisor, Jake Sullivan, yesterday called for China to be more transparent about the state of its economy. And, you know, we have our commerce secretary headed to China next week. So it'll be interesting to see if their economic transparency is discussed, because China's starting to withhold its economic data. And speaking of withholding economic data, we're about to get a major revision from the Labor Department that's going to show that they don't know where some of the jobs they reported are. And they do this every year. It's very annoying, okay? But yeah, you know, in January, they said jobs are up 600,000 plus, and 500,000 of that was seasonal adjustments. They say that manufacturing's healthy, but ADP says manufacturing's losing jobs. So the Labor Department's going to have this massive seasonal adjustment shortly, and to cover up all the errors they've been reporting. So whatever, we'll see. So fascinating environment we're in, but the bottom line, the stock market remains healthy, and I'm very pleased with how things are going. I do want to admit that if there's any issue, it's the Treasury bond yields. Obviously, they've been going higher since August 10th when there was a 30-year auction that didn't go very well. There's a growing perception around the world that maybe the U.S. is hitting its borrowing limit, okay? And maybe we shouldn't keep spending up a storm. You know, here domestically, we're about to have our political debates. I suspect it'll come up tonight that somebody's going to say that instead of spending all this money on Ukraine, maybe we need to spend some money on America. And by the way, the situation in Ukraine is very dire. You know, it's not going well for either side. Russia's trying to take more territory up in the north. The U.S. has ordered everybody out of Belarus for security reasons. We don't know if Russia's changing the angle it might attack from. Ukraine, you know, has recaptured some villages and stuff, but it's just a mess, and everybody's a loser in this. So it's going to be interesting just how long this goes on. A ceasefire agreement would be very, very welcome. So, it's interesting, you know, when President Zelensky ran for office, he wanted to make peace with Russia, and then somehow he got in and went the other direction. Of course, Russia invaded. So his response is very understandable. But again, long term, you know, it'll be interesting if they can come to some sort of peace agreement. But the energy markets around the world still remain very restricted. The newest restriction lately is ship cargo still remains at sea longer than ever. The latest problem is the Panama Canal has a drought, and ships are being, for lack of a better word, backlogged. Some cargo ships have to unload their cargo just to get through the canal because they're too heavy. And energy transport like LNG and stuff has never had the highest priority in the Panama Canal. So it's a fascinating time we're in, but I still like my shipping stocks. I still like my integrated energy and refining stocks. I obviously have the best tech stocks. I'll buy anything that has earnings like Toll Brothers and things. So the market is broadening out. It's getting better. And I think for August, this is a pretty good August. You know, there is not a lot of volume in August, okay? And So it's key that the market stays focused on fundamentals versus just the lack of liquidity out there. And this lack of liquidity will continue after Labor Day, but in the second half of September, we typically benefit from quarter and window dressing. So that's your update for today. I'll obviously update the podcast tomorrow to review NVIDIA's impact on the tech sector and the stock itself and AI. So I'll talk to you tomorrow. But we appreciate your business, folks, and I just want to give you that little update for today. Take care. Salim Avalier.